Grammar Girl here. Today we're going to talk about the difference between the words between and among. Now, maybe you noticed that I said we're going to talk about the difference between the words between and among. I used the word between and not among because I was talking about a choice that involves two distinct words. Many people believe between should be used for choices involving two items, and among for choices that involve more than two items. That can get you to the right answer some of the time, but it's not that simple. Here's the deal. You can use the word between when you're talking about distinct individual items, even if there are more than two of them. For example, you could say she chose between Harvard, Brown, and Yale, because the colleges are individual items. The Chicago Manual of Style describes these as one-to-one relationships. Sometimes they're between two items, groups, or people, as in these sentences. Choose between squiggly and aardvark. Let's keep this between you and me. Other times, they can be between more than two items, groups, or people, as in these sentences. The negotiations between the cheerleaders, the dance squad, and the flag team were going well, despite the confetti incident. The differences between English, Chinese, and Arabic are significant. On the other hand, you use among when you're talking about things that aren't distinct items or individuals. For example, if you were talking about colleges collectively, you could say, she chose among the Ivy League schools. If you're talking about a group of people, you also use among. Fear spread among the hostages. The scandal caused a division among the fans. Squiggly and aardvark are among the residents featured in the newsletter. Among can also indicate that someone is part of a group or left out of a group, as in these examples. He was glad to find a friend among enemies. She felt like a stranger among friends. Sylvia was later found living among the natives. Between and among can also tell the reader different things about location or direction. Think about the difference between these two sentences. Squiggly walked between the trees, or Squiggly walked among the trees. Squiggly walked between the trees gives you the idea that he stayed on the path. He either walked between two trees, or there was a route that was surrounded by trees. On the other hand, Squiggly walked among the trees gives you the idea that he wandered around a park or forest. He may have had an endpoint in mind, but it doesn't sound as if he went from point A to point B on a defined path. Finally, people sometimes ask about the differences between among and amongst. Both words mean the same thing, but amongst is the older form and more commonly used in British English than in the United States. It's considered archaic and overly formal, or even pretentious, in American English. The only time I can think of it when it would be appropriate for an American writer to use it would be in fiction set in a different era or world. Something like, is it truly safe to walk amongst the peasants, my lord? And dear listeners, I hope this trifling is amongst your favorites for the week. Also, we want to know more about who is listening to Grammar Girl, so please visit quickanddirtytips.com to take our listener survey. You can find it by clicking on the blue listener survey button at the bottom of the right column on every page on the website. Thanks for taking the time to help us out, and thanks for listening.